Hi, I'm Mandy Fisher, and you're listening to another VO podcast.
And welcome back. It's another VO podcast coming to you live. No, not really live. Yeah. But let's pretend like it's live.
We should do
we are
live
alive.
I mean, we are alive
sometime.
Yeah. You know, it would be cool to do a live show. I don't know how we would do it. And I know we talked about maybe doing something at the conference, maybe if we got enough of us together.
First off, I want to thank Charles for these wonderful coffee candies that he hooked me up with in Atlanta. I ordered two of those big tubs.
Yeah, I don't know where you found the tubs, but
they are so good.
Dude, they're
got a new drug.
Amazon has those tubs. You can get two big tubs. They're
good.
It's so like good. Jen Henry's like favorite thing now. And like
oh, really?
I buy two bags just to get ready to wherever conference I'm going to go. Like I told her, I'm like, you know, when you see me, you know what you're getting.
That is
like
not
these coffee candies and
too.
A giant hug. So
yeah,
good.
I would do that too with Jen Henry. Yeah, I love her. Awesome. She's great.
Well, I know we're slipping one in and trying to get something in because I know.
Move along.
Excuse me.
Okay, and you're welcome.
No. After we talked about the elevator, we were joking around for a while. We're waiting on Jake, and we'll get to that in a minute. But we want to real quickly just talk about routines and what a typical day is for us. In what we do. It's probably not typical for you. What I do is not typical for Charles or Alden or Jake. What they do is not typical for me. But what do we do individually to try to stay in a routine? Or are there things that we structurally try to do and we may have to move it around, you know, because, I got a session. I can't do it then. I'm going to do this. And my typical – and I know Jake's pretty regimented of when he gets up and how he goes to the gym and da-da-da-da. I'm somewhat regimented in a few things, but let's start with Alden.
With me? Well,
yeah.
I don't have a lot of routine things. I do try to get as quickly to my email and check out anything that might have come in the morning. You know, I'm not like the rest of us. I'm not on East Coast time. So if I'm, some other stuff might pop up a little earlier than I am ready for. So I want to make sure that I get on it right away. If there's any Fiverr requests, I want to make sure I send the offer as quick as I can. Because sometimes, I'm working with people who are on another continent.
Yeah. Right. And you have stuff coming overnight. I feel like out of the people I know, you're the most I've seen ever be like, oh, I had something coming overnight that I got to get work on. I'd be like, oh man, I'd be panicking if I woke up like, overnight.
Yeah.
I think overseas clients a lot of times understand though, right?
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
They're like, okay, they know what they're getting. Yet, so they'll see this in the morning.
I know. I just like think from a standpoint of like, especially growing, growing up in VO on pay to plays, it's like job comes in. Oh, got to get it done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's my mentality. Mm-hmm. And so I would probably,
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm that way too. I'm a Nike person. Like I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And there were people that, and Alden, you'll remember this when we got into this several years ago, there were people that trained or sold courses on how to succeed in Fiverr. And they would always tell you, no, don't deliver it till like 1 hour before it's due. Why?
I can't
do that.
Yeah, I can't either.
And they would say, well, it leaves it in your order box and it looks like you're busier. Bull crap. I'm delivering. I would rather have the review of, I can't believe how quick I got this.
Right.
100%. Yeah. That's exactly my mindset on voices.com. Yeah. I love that.
And there are just as many people who are going to say, he's got five orders. He's too busy. Let's go find someone else.
Yeah, I think that
there are those people too. So you're going to find the people who are going to work with you are going to work with you.
Right.
And trying to work the system and scheme, and I just, that's way too much effort. Let's just focus on getting good at the craft and serving people.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I want to be good at. So
do you do anything else routinely? So you're up in the morning, you're checking that email thing. Do you have, say, like, all right, now like at 10 o'clock or 10:30, I'm trying to do this. Typically, do you have some other stuff you routinely do?
No, not really. I want to get up and get awake, get my voice warmed up. I need to do a little bit better job of going through some of the exercises vocally. I've gotten out of that routine because I've had two bouts of sickness in the last 5 weeks.
You haven't really been able to like do much, have you?
No, I have not.
That sucks.
I've really
bouts of sickness, not like
back
a day sick. Like, yeah, like, so you're out for like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was this congestion stuff. And you can probably still hear a little bit of it in my voice, but I don't have quite the goose and gander, you know, resonance that sometimes comes with that honky sound. I need to get back into that routine. I think that'll help me because I've been fairly discouraged after going through the sickness, and I had to turn down several jobs that first week. And had to, you know, reach out to an agent who sent me a couple auditions. I'm like, I'm not turning these down because I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I just am not healthy right now, and I can't fulfill these. And I don't want you to sift out my audition just because I sound like, you know, somebody who should be in the hospital.
You're not trying to waste their time, and you're also not trying to, like, you know, feel sick getting in the booth, crawling in the booth.
Yeah, like, I'm not dodging. What are the specs? Dodging. I'm really not. I've just...
That'll screw up your routine, like you said. It throws things off. If you get out of your daily habits, it's like anything. You know?
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
It can mess you up. So we're rooting for you to be better. And
it sounds like you're on your way.
I am. And I've and all of this is now catching up with the season of allergies starting to hit me. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. Right. Even just today, we went through a little cold snap the other night. It dropped down like 38, mm-hmm. and then it warmed back up a little. Then it went back down to 40 last night. And then today it's stuffy outside. Mm-hmm. And so I get home and I really needed to do yard work. And I said, I'm going to wait. And just being in the house, I just feel like I'm clogged up. I mean, I can go get the Afrin and open right back up and I'll be fine. But I go out and do some weed eating and mow grass, I guarantee you, you know, and that's why I always try to do it on Friday afternoon. So by Monday, I'm over it because it takes a while.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a while.
So you have to, suffer on your days off.
Yeah. So then you'll suffer on my days off because my wife's working Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. She comes in and sleeps till 3:00. Usually, and then, you know, she's only up for a few hours when we take care of animals and whatever. So, you know, it's, and not only is it a day off, I got to be quiet. Mm-hmm. I can't do my mowing and weed eating while she's asleep.
Oh, that's right.
She's going to
wake
everything.
Up. Yeah.
But, well, and I tried to make use of my time, you know, because I had to scale back the auditions. I couldn't audition for several weeks. And then I started audition again, and I had to build up a little bit of that to get back in the habit of being able to do them quickly and effectively. Yeah. And it's a mindset. If you're not going into that mindset every day, well, it takes a lot more effort to get back into that.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, to make use of my time, I rearranged my studio and did some things that I've been wanting to try for a while just to open up and give myself some more space, bought some more reflective deflective panels to put on the ceiling and on the walls.
Nice.
Changed my background wall so I could have more light.
That's good.
I'm not making any money doing that, but I wanted to do it for a while. But you're doing something.
I mean, I mean, you know, things happen for a reason, right? I mean,
I think so.
For sure. Yeah. I'll real quick kind of talk about what I try to do, and then we'll go to Charles, and then I'm saving Jake for last for a reason, and everybody will understand why.
Because we have a special announcement.
Best
for last.
Jake is always special.
This is my hope for my routine daily. It doesn't always work this way. I like to be up and in the booth by 7:30. So I'm usually up 6:30, 6:45. I have a belief that I want to wake up before I get up. So I'm not one of those people who wakes up and jumps out of the bed. I wake up and I do some stretches while I'm laying in the bed. I work on my sciatica a little bit because it helps me wake up. So I just don't hit the floor drowsy. So now I'm up. I'm going to go to the kitchen. I've got routinely dogs or cats to feed and, you know, make a cup of coffee, you know, do my other stuff, all my morning stuff. So 7:30, I'm in the booth. I hit email and I kind of set my day up. Do I have a session today? No. Okay. So my calendar is fairly clear. I look at my calendar, my email. Then I'm going to hit the pay to plays, try to hit them as early as I can. There may not be stuff there. Always have email notifications waiting just in case something pops in.
Sure.
By, let's say, 8:30, 8:45, I may have all of that knocked out. I'm looking at other stuff. I may have had some work come in. Maybe I need to schedule what time of the day I'm going to do that, because I don't want to do it too early because they're going to get sinus basy
They're going to get morning voice.
Yeah. Get morning voice. Unless that's what it needs. If it needs that, I'll give it that. Then I'm going to, my targets after that is somewhere from 9:30 to 10 is move time. I'm either up and walking or I go to the treadmill. I'll go outside I got 30 minutes of activity.
That's good.
I just started that this week, sticking to it. I have goes off 9:30, bing, get up and go. My second meal is at 11. I try to religiously eat at 8 and 11, very small amount. And then again at 2 or 2:30, and then again at 6. And I'm trying to eat small. I'm trying this is new for me, trying to eat small amounts versus trying to wait till I'm hungry and try to fill up and then I eat too much. Anyway, but after that, it's all auditions and marketing. My goal every day, and this really sounds terrible for somebody who's trying to make a living and struggling as a middle-class voiceover person, is by 2 or 2:30, I almost like to be done. Sure, I may not can quit, but I can get out of here. I may go outside.
If
a job comes in. And that's why I wanted this Apple Watch. It's just I don't have to worry about my phone. I can be outside at the barn or wherever, and if I get an email or anything, I can look real quickly. Oh, crap, I got to go back in.
Yeah.
And that's helping me cut my day down. So that's,
I like
that's not every day, but that's my hope every day. Charles, your turn.
The voice.
Well, I didn't know we were going to go that specific. So,
what do you mean? Why wouldn't we? I do some things at this time and I do some other things at this time. And that's about
No, I meant like in the morning
on
part.
Tuesdays.
So like I get up, my wife gets up and goes to work. She leaves the house by like 6:50. So I usually get up about 6:20. And while she's getting ready, I'll start boiling a kettle of water. I'll pull the car outside and point it out of the driveway so it's warm. I'll get whatever shoes she's going to wear and put it by the front door.
Aww.
And then I'll make my coffee, espresso.
Which is really good.
And then I will get her. She takes a big jug of warm water to school. She likes drinking warm water. She's Asian. I don't know if you guys know this, but Asians like drinking warm water. It's like
it's like
Windex for Greeks, like in my Big Fat Greek Wedding. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's like anytime. It's like you're not feeling good. Here, drink some warm water. So, any Asians that are listening to this, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. She's out the door like clockwork. 6:50, boom, gone. And then from there, I get my coffee. And I walk the dog with the neighbors. We have a field that we go and let them run around and go nuts. But that's at 7:15 on the dot every morning because my neighbor on the side over here, he's a manager at Microsoft and he works from home. And then we have a friend up the street. He's retired Navy and he brings Kara as his dog down. So from 6:50 to 7:15, that's when I check my emails, make sure I go through and clear my emails. Yep. But before that, I sit down, take a deep breath, and I pray. That's my, I pray every single morning. That's me. Like I have my personal time. And then after that's done, I get into the emails. I check what needs to be done. And then at 7:15, like Levi knows, like Levi's my Great Dane. He knows. It's like his internal clock. 7:14 comes, 7:14 and a half, and he's like standing up looking at me like, it's like we should be walking and getting my collar on like right now. Like right now.
Yeah.
So he keeps you on. He keeps you on task.
Yeah, he's ready, right? So it's his routine also. So that also helps me make sure that I'm feeding the dog, make sure that I'm walking the dog because, it needs to be done. And then we go to the field, usually by 7:50, 8 at the latest. And maybe if we talk about something, I'll come back in. So 8 o'clock, I'm back in and like, and here's the good thing. We talk, there's three of us. So we're talking and laughing and blah. So like I'm talking with somebody. My voice is good. So I can come in at 8 and just start recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Without coming in having to do
your warm-up is socializing.
Yeah,
who's
exactly.
Surprised by that?
I like that. I mean, that works for me too. Sometimes I'll call my brothers, one of my brothers, and just say, hey, I need to talk for about 10 minutes just so I can get warmed up.
You just need that, interaction so your voice can get warmed up.
Yeah.
So then after that, my wife, she works at a school that's 5 minutes away. So she comes home at 11:50 every day.
For lunch.
So now, a lot of times when I'm blocked off from 11:50 or 11:30 to 12:30, that's because I prepare lunch
nice
every day. So like lunch is ready on the table when she comes in. So then that's when I get up, we eat, and then I'll let her hang out on the couch, play on her phone, do whatever she needs to do. If I don't have anything to do at that moment, I'll hang out with her and then come back in. And then it's just all the way until she comes back home at four. It's straight work the whole time. It's auditioning, it's invoicing, it's following up emails, it's all that, it's all the voiceover stuff that I need to do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that's usually the schedule. Now in the morning, if the guys will know, if I don't come out there, if I'm not out there at 7:15, it's because I got something going on. So they won't even text me. They won't even bother me.
They'll just go without you.
Yeah. They'll go without me, right. And then I'll catch up with them later. Maybe we'll do a break at, you know, 12 or 1 or something to go out for a quick play. But yeah, that's kind of my daily schedule. But those are the things that I do every single time.
Let us say this too. Your approach to the business is a little different than the rest of us because you are more engulfed with the pay to plays and some things. You don't have to do as much marketing.
If I'm not mistaken, he does a little.
I mean,
he does a little.
It's very minor. And I'm not hating on him because obviously it works for him.
Yeah, it works.
And that just goes to show you that everybody has a different
model. Everyone has a different model.
Yep. And a different model that works for him. Charles has gained a new nickname from us. We've started to call him Chuck Booker because, I mean, he just books the time. Chuck Booker. I mean, and yeah, I always tell him, I was like, yo, but if you did start marketing, just think about how much better you would be like doing. Like, I mean, I think he would just be blowing it. I mean, he's already doing like amazing, but he would blow it out of the water.
But he is marketing through his auditions and stuff because he's pulling people out and getting them to come back direct.
Could you imagine him reaching out to these production houses and then he starts submitting with them and like just smoozing them over and they'd be like, you know what? We're not even going to audition people. We're just going to send this to Chuck. And then...
I mean, but ultimately that's what you want. That's what you want, right? You want people to just be like, I'm just going with Charles because he's reliable. He's quick. He's has great audio, whatever. He's fun to work with. I mean, those are the kind of relationships you want to build with people.
Yeah.
So, it's different market. It's still marketing. It's just different marketing.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
For sure. So that leads us into Jake. And the reason is we had an episode a while back.
It was episode 19 and it came out on September 15th. Yep.
That was transparency.
I went back and looked while we were talking.
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Yeah. And there were some things we discussed in there that there comes a time sometimes when we got to make a decision for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One being, as you said in that episode, we have family to take care of. We have responsibilities. We have this, and this. And then we also have the responsibility of growing a voiceover career. Mm-hmm. So you can liaison right into that.
Yeah. So I'll start with my routine real quick because this has been my routine up until very recently. It's going to change even more, and I'll get into more of that in a second. But, you know, my routine actually starts the night before. I like to take care of my girlfriend, have her, like Charles, have everything set up for her to leave for work in the morning. So the night before, I get the coffee ready and everything like that. That's ready to turn on in the morning. All I do is plug it in and flip the switch and it starts making coffee. I get her lunch together. I write her a note pretty much every day for lunch. She carries half a gallon of water with her. I fill that up. I fill my gallon jug up because I go to the gym in the morning. My goal is to go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I get up around 6:15 in the morning. I eat breakfast and have a cup of coffee and I'm usually done with that by 6:45. I go and brush my teeth. I kiss my girlfriend goodbye, and I'm at the gym usually between In that order, yep.
It's always good.
Yeah. And I'm usually at the gym right around 7 o'clock. And then I typically work out. I mean, depending on my workouts, sometimes they're as short as an hour, and sometimes I've been there for about 2.5 hours. It just depends on what I'm doing that day. Wednesdays are my off day from the gym along with the weekends. Wednesdays, I wake up probably about 7:30. I do get everything ready the night before for her, but she's the one that will flip on the coffee in the morning. And then I get to it. When I come home from the gym, and then on Wednesdays, the first thing I do is I turn on my computer, look at my emails, I pull up my pay-to-plays, I pull up pull up my marketing stuff just to make sure that that's on and going. I pull up my the backside of my website just in case I have any click to contacts or just to see if anyone's gone to my website overnight. And usually if they've come overnight, they're in China or Russia. So, right. Which is, that's kind of weird. I've been having quite a few people come from China and Russia lately, and I'm like, what's going on here? But anyway, and then, yeah, I just kind of wait for auditions because, again, my marketing's automated. It's out there. I don't like doing that kind of stuff. So now that I've had it all set up, I really don't put that much thought into it. And I have gotten work from it. But really, I just wait for auditions. And then sometimes I'll meal prep. Sometimes I'll catch up on something, you know, if I need to, like a show or something, you know, if I have the time to do that. But a lot of it's just kind of sitting and waiting for me. And that's not great. But that's just how I work. Now, I have great months, so something works every now and then. But I also have slow months, like I think all of us kind of do. But
and like we've talked about before, with your base coming into the business being totally different from the three of us, we utilized, you know, crappy platforms to start, in a way. We'll call them crappy platforms, low-paying platforms.
Right.
You
right.
were able to – you didn't do that. You went straight to Voices.com and
started there. Right, which, I mean, that because that's what I was – so that's what was suggested to me. And,
and it just seemed
that I just was able to find good success with that pretty quick on there. But, yeah. Now things are about to change. Like we talked about in that episode, I think I was at the point where it's like, I think I got to start looking for another job. And truth be told, I did probably for September, October, November. I was looking for remote work from home because I wanted to be able to do voiceover, like customer service jobs. Now, my most recent background prior to voiceover was I worked in private aviation, and a lot of it was customer. I managed private aviation accounts, and I would book trips and stuff like that. And I tried to look for jobs like that, but those are kind of minimal because it is such a small market. Yeah. And
they're specialties. So
yeah, and they are specialties, yeah, right? Yeah, niche. Yeah. So there wasn't really much available at that time. And then things kind of did. I did pretty well at the end of last year, and I did really well to start off January and February. So I hadn't really thought about it, and I hadn't been looking actively at all for at least four months. But that episode was like 6 months ago. And then a very, very beginning of April, a friend of mine who I used to work with at the previous company now works at a different aviation company, texted me and said, hey, we have an opening for a position that, you know, is very similar to what you're used to doing. And so I said, okay, and talked a little bit about it, got the details, fully remote, sent in my resume, talked with some people there, had a couple of interviews, and then I ended up getting the job. And I start on the 29th of April, so here in 3 days. And it is, again, fully remote. I do have to do a little traveling in the beginning to go do some like orientation type stuff. But ultimately, I will be at home all the time. And that was very similar to where I was at with my last job. I was able to be at home and kind of juggle both that and voiceover in between the cracks. I'm excited to start this and see how this is going to change my routine. So obviously, there'll be some adjustment period and I'll have to get used to that. But I really feel like having this base job, this job to will help me take less, you know, workshops and maybe like private lessons too, maybe with some better people, some casting directors I want to get in with, maybe some different coaches that I've always wanted to train with. And ultimately, I think it'll allow me to focus on higher end, like commercial agency gigs, because that's really what I want to do, at least for right now in voiceover, is focus on commercial. Anything in between, I'll definitely do. It'll just be extra. But I really think I got lucky. It's a blessing. I'm very grateful for what's happened. And I'm excited to get started and see what changes in both worlds.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's great that you can, it's completely remote, you know, that you can be right by your studio.
Yeah.
If you need to do something.
Exactly. I mean, like my workspaces will be right next to each other, and I can jump from back and forth between the two. Again, I'll have to kind of see what volume and their demand is like and how I'll be able to and weave voiceover into that. But I'm definitely not leaving voiceover. I want to keep voiceover is definitely what I want to do and make the most out of. I think it's just at this point, like we mentioned in that episode, we got to be responsible. This opportunity, I wasn't necessarily looking when I had before, but when the opportunity presented itself, I think I recognized it was something it was an avenue I definitely needed to take. So
makes sense.
So
and your journey jumping in was a little different. Like me, you were frustrated where you were. It was not a good fit. You had to do something different. And we took that chance and rolled it. And I have mentioned the same thing. You know, if I could do something at home and it made sense, you know, I probably wouldn't turn it down. But, you know, the background that I have coming out of automotive manufacturing, you have mm-hmm. to go to the plant.
You have to be right. there, right?
And
right.
I even looked at, you know, well, maybe I should go consult for some people, but I'd have to go to the site and do that, and it would make it difficult. So I've just kind of said, I have to tough it out. I'm going to have to, you know, do what I got to do inside the business. And it's tough. I'm happy for you. I think it's a good move because it's going to enable you to invest a little more.
Right. When I haven't been able to so much.
Exactly.
These last couple years.
You're going to be able to expand, and it'll come right back around to where what you probably meant to do the first time, you'll be able to plan it and do it this time.
Right.
And, you know, like, Charles in the same boat. He didn't really have an opportunity to plan how he was going to get into VO. It just kind of happened. Alden probably planned a little better than any of us because he knew he was going to be relocating and moving, and he was putting money back. But none of us could ever predict, and we're seeing April as one of the most differentiating matters for all of us. It hasn't tanked as bad for Charles as it may have for some of the others of us, but we're also starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel the last few days, or we'll see a day or two of hope. But even with all of that going, yeah, it does. It's a very cyclical business. It's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster.
But I appreciate your transparency because a lot of people in this industry may be doing some of the things that you guys are doing.
Right.
Picking up other money or doing some other things, but they don't talk about it.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay.
It's kind of
there's
like,
a ton of people not making a full living at this. It's hard.
Yeah. And I think that comes 2%. Into play for a lot of people because they want the optics to be out there that they're successful.
Yeah,
they need that reinforcement from other people thinking that they're successful for them to feel okay for doing this and not making a lot of money. And it's okay. It's a living. We're making a living. It's what we do.
It's a hustle.
Sometimes you just get by. And if you have a supportive spouse that is helping you do this, God bless you. That's what I have. Mm-hmm. I'll tell anybody if she didn't have the insurance to help us, if she didn't have a good income and her schedule be what it is, I probably couldn't do this. I would have had to 2 years ago go get another full-time job. Right. I could have said, I'm frustrated with this one, so I have to go get another one. But she was the one that said, no, go do this. We'll make it work.
Right.
And that's what helps. But we also have to be responsible to sometimes go, you know what? It's not working as good as we thought. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do this. And for them to even support that and allow you to do both, whatever it takes. But I don't want anyone out there listening to feel like, I can't go full time. I have to work two jobs. There's nothing wrong with that. Go look at the survey.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the ones who catch lightning in a bottle, those are the exceptions. Right.
Oh
we also had an episode called
about that.
Yeah. The allure of the exception.
The allure. That's right.
That the ones that persevere and overcome the high highs and the low lows and keep going and maybe have another source of income supporting them while they do that jog that is VO. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Those are the ones who make it in the end.
Yeah, I'm not discouraging anybody at all. What this is the opposite. I'm encouraging you.
Yeah.
If this is what you want to do, exercise patience, exercise all your options, do what it takes if this is what you want to do, and have a blast doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't try to mislead other people or cover up or whatever, you know, and I've tried to be as transparent as possible ever since I started. That's why going all the way back to a dumb little podcast called, I actually started one and never got it going, called The Voiceover Rookie. I did 5 episodes and I said, this is stupid. Nobody will ever listen to this. And then a few weeks later, I decided to do the VO Ladder. Mm-hmm. I had a partner for about 20 episodes, and then it flopped over to the VO Life, and then now we're doing this. And all of that crap, folks, is transparent.
Mm-hmm.
There's episodes where I talked about how little I made. I finally, back in December, had a 5-figure month. I have not had another one. I'm not here to lie about that. I've not.
Mm-hmm.
I've had very good consistency. I'll say this for 2 years. And I've had an upward track, and it stayed pretty consistent. Am I making what I used to make in the corporate world? Heck no. Heck no. I'm not there yet. Am I in that top 40% in that survey? I'm in that above average.
Yeah.
Because I think the 40,000 or so was the pocket for where a lot of full-time people were. Mm-hmm. I'm past that. I'll admit mm-hmm. that. But am I making six figures? No, I'm not yet. Will I? I don't know. I may not ever. As long as I can stay where I'm at, you might have years you don't.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, I think you're more than likely going to have years you do. So, I mean, like.
And it can. It can happen. But I am in that you know, 3 to 4 year mark. And I think you got to get up close, you know, in that 4 and 5 year mark. Where here's my thought on all this. You have to establish a base business. And we have our 1 year anniversary of the podcast coming up. And we have a guest for that. And that guest you'll hear this guest say they established that base business with audiobooks, and then they went after commercial and video game and other stuff. And that was icing on the cake.
And knocked it out of the park with an opportunity. It's a good episode.
And it is a good episode. You're going to enjoy that.
We have a year's worth of podcasts for people to listen to. Isn't that crazy, guys?
Yeah.
I know.
It's awesome.
And it's every week. We have not missed a week.
And so we've had a recent explosion. So if you guys are listening to this and you guys are some of the recent people that have gone back and just gone and listened to episode after episode, we really want to thank you for that, because I mean, we see it. I mean, like I think between Alden and I, we check it at least once a day. Just to kind of see where we're at. And
it's exciting.
Part of our routine. So exciting. It's exciting because we'll check it in the morning or maybe in the earlier day, part of the day, and then check it later. And just to see how much it's jumped. I mean, that's wild. Yeah. And these last three days have been amazing.
It keeps my attitude up for the business overall, because I've been down, you know, a little bit the last week or so. You know, Monday was a great day, and then it was like nothing the rest of the week. But you guys are saying, look how many downloads we got. Look at all these downloads. And I'm like, hey, you know, and it does. It helps.
Yeah.
It helps. And we appreciate the listens. What I wish we could get a little more involvement and maybe get some emails or comments.
Yeah. I do.
You can go in through Spotify and make comments, and we'll get notice. It'll tell us if you like the episode, comment about it, what you like, what you didn't like. You guys are talking on top of each other. One of you needs to shut up now and then. Whatever you want to say, we're okay with that.
We take constructive criticism for us. Yeah, we like to see it. You know,
tell us whatever you want, and we're going
to
do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
it's our podcast.
That's right.
We have a blast doing it.
Yeah, I wonder though if the reason we don't get as many emails is because we have a pretty active Facebook group.
We do.
You know, a lot of people in there interacting in there, and lots of questions being answered.
But the ones that have reached out to us, we totally appreciate it. And we love talking about your topics and 100%. Your questions on the podcast. That's fun for us because we're like, oh, that's cool. I mean, like, and I imagine it's cool for you guys just to get some, I mean, we want to interact with you as much as we can. So
we do. And even though we'll bring on some of the same guests you'll see somewhere else, we really try hard not to talk about the same things. Mm-hmm. You'll notice with George Whittem this past couple of weeks ago or whatever, it was, you know, we talked about a lot of things he probably didn't expect to talk about, and some we didn't either. We went more into studio builds, and we went more into his hobbies, and we went more into other things. We didn't get on there and talk about all the interfaces and what are the steps to take and da da da. If you want to know all that, go work with him.
Yeah, we wanted you to know him. Yeah.
We wanted you to hear from him so you know what kind of guy he was that you'd want to work with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try to get people a little out of their zone and not just talk about the same old stuff that's going to be on every other pod. Yeah. And when we get on here, we got no clue what we're going to say.
And that fits our accountability group vibe, you know, that we're people encouraging each other, not just VO artists doing the tech talk of all the, you know, the biz.
So speaking of that, we're gonna wrap it up because we want to keep this one a little shorter. But I do not want to leave without Charles sharing this wonderful story he shared earlier as we were doing some accountability stuff. And I hope he's okay with this. But this is how you make an impression at any conference you ever go to.
Oh, okay. So we were talking about conferences, and my dad had told me a story about when he was working for a big import-export company. He had a conference, and it was downtown LA, and he had a booth down in the conference area, and it's a big glass-lit conference area down in the lobby. And my dad when he, I don't know if it was because the military, maybe, I don't know. But when he dresses up, he tucks his undershirt into his underwear and then he pulls his dress shirt down so it's nice and straight. And then he pulls his pants up and then, you know, so everything's where it should be, nice. And, you know, your shirt's not pulling out everywhere. Yep. So he got in the elevator to go downstairs and he, you know, nobody's in the elevator and it's moving. He's way up on the high floor. So it's moving and he unbuckles his pants and tucks in his undershirt and got his shirt all, you know, dress shirt all straightened up. And then he had to, you know, they're dress pants. So they're real floppy. So they're all the way down around his, by his ankles. And he bends over and bends over down to the floor to pick up his suit bottoms. And when he did, the whole elevator just lit up and he was like, what? And so he's bent over. It's super bright. And he's like, what the heck just happened? Well, what he didn't realize was the elevator, as it's going down, once it hits the third, I think it was the third floor, it opens up into a glass tube that is open to the lobby where the conference was. And he's like, what the heck? Turns around. And like all these people are like pointing up at him and laughing and talking. And he says, that was literally the best marketing ploy that I could have ever done. He goes, because the line to our booth was like around the corner. We're the most popular booth in that entire conference.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So although there's no glass elevators at VO Atlanta, drop your trowel and maybe you'll be okay. You never know. I just love that story. That's awesome. Hey, guys, thanks for joining in today. I appreciate you sharing your routines. Big news from Jake. He's making a change. Good. Thanks for your transparency, Jake. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That, man, there's so many people that just say, I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing, because we're on this podcast and they hear us. And I give him a ton of kudos for that. That's really good bravery.
And it's going to give him more intuitive.
We've all been talking about it. We've been talking about and encouraging him and, you know, and I'm happy for him because I want to see him grow his VO career too. And I hope this helps him reinvest and he can do what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And proud of all you guys, all of you are doing your own thing and doing well and love watching you grow and appreciate you guys being a part of this. I know when we came up with a crazy idea of doing this, we didn't know if it'd work, but hey, we're getting
one year.
Made it a year.
Yes, we are.
Yep. So next, coming up next week will be the 1 year anniversary party, and we got a special guest. Charles, tell them who it is.
It is Stephanie Nemet Parker.
And she is a multi award winning audiobook narrator. Also, just to hear her accents, her dialects, what she can do,
so
what she can turn on.
You're going to hear a lot of
crazy
flipping back and forth and just seamlessly.
And then to hear her talk about her first job that she landed, and you know, she lands a national spot out of the gate. Yeah, during the Olympics, right out of the gate. I mean, it's all that stuff. It's a fantastic story. You're going to love it.
She's got some good stuff. Yeah.
She really does. And guys, again, comments, people you'd like to have us talk to, people you'd like to get to know more, let us know in the comments or send us an email at anothervopodcast@gmail.com and we'll be glad to help you out. Fellas, have a great weekend.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah. Later.
Adios. Adios.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of It's Another VO Podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also email us your questions to anothervopodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at anothervopodcast. See you next time.